for ZLK.
In 0TR. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you and Miss Bernice. Hope you guys are well this morning.
We're doing fine. I just come in from outside and checking the chickens. And, Bernice had a little tit-a-tit last night when we got home from the kids. She was cold and shaking, and I couldn't get a blood pressure reading on her, and it scared the dickens out of me, but she looks like nothing happened at all now.
I'm glad she's all right. This cold can affect you in just different ways. We were out one year, a couple of years ago, we picked up a new car for Beth. Not a new car, but a new one to us. It started snowing that night, and we were on the way home, and traffic just got jammed up, stuck in the snow, and we sat there for a couple hours. Well, I got out to go check it out. It was big, wet, heavy snowflakes, and I got back in the car and just started shaking uncontrollably. It scared me to death. I've never had anything like that. I was more irritated than anything, because it just, I don't know, I thought I was used to the cold, but apparently not.
Merry Christmas, Shane, and I'm fine.
I'm glad.
I had two episodes of that in my life with the snow. And having been through survival school, where everybody's scared at times, this was much worse as far as cold goes. And I thought sleeping in a half a parachute at 12,000 feet in ice and snow was bad enough, but I got trapped out in the middle of the prairie and my heater in my 62 Ford quit working, and the road disappeared, and there was no cars. I honestly thought I was going to perish out there many years ago up in Prairie Center, Kansas. And one other time at the airport in Kansas City, actually. We'd been to Las Vegas, which was, well, probably 40 years ago. Weren't dressed for it, got back, and there was a blizzard. Got dropped off by the bus out at one of those little booths. And I thought, well, the car's just about 10 or 12 cars down there. Well, they were all covered with snow, Shane. You couldn't see any license tags. Yeah, you couldn't even tell the make of the vehicles, hardly. And I thought, oh, my. After we searched a while, there was whiteout. And there was, all we wanted to do was make it to a hotel. And the winds were blowing, probably 30 mile an hour. We went back to the booth, and I thought, oh, my God, I hope this phone works. It took them about 20 minutes to get out there to get us, but obviously we made it.
Happened very quickly if you're not prepared. What's funny is I just wished my brother out in Utah married a picture. He's one of my older brothers. He's kind of like this anyway. A little embarrassing to me, but he sent a picture back of him laying out in the snow in his shorts, no shirt or anything, you know. And he said, we've been practicing weather conditioning by taking cold showers and things like that. And he said it helps your blood, your heart to pump more oxygen, get your oxygen moving in your body more, your blood. He said it's really working, but, you know, that's fine, whatever. But don't send me a picture without your shirt on. I don't need to see that.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to send my picture and the kids would see my six-pack. It'd make them feel bad. And believe me, Shane, I didn't know what a six-pack was until the grandson told me. It's the muscles in your stomach.
We come from the same family, but we're just different, and, you know, I understand. I go to the beach, I'm fine. You know, I love it at the beach. I don't care. But, you know, let's leave that kind of stuff at the beach. That's all I'm saying.
You got that right. Well, it's not as bitter cold out there this morning. I'm showing 35 now. But it was 10 when we woke up, and it was 18 when we went to bed last night. I'm sitting there eating a piece of Bernice's homemade pumpkin pie with some Cool Whip on it and a cup of coffee. But I didn't have it quite as bad. I went out in just a heavy coat instead of coveralls and all this morning. But you get older, it really gets to you quick. And there was ice on the chicken, and they're heated water things, and there was ice on it. And but it had melted enough that it's got a 100-watt heater in each one of them. It had melted enough that they was able to get water, and then I took a pocket knife and dipped all the rest of the ice out of there. But, wow, people down here, they're just not used to this. Phil, W4NGU, he said his water froze in it, and he left it dripping.
You kind of have a lot of wind air moving around. Sometimes that can do that. If you're not tucked in the way you're protected, I left ours dripping. It was cold down in Atlanta. It was down to 7 degrees on a, not last night. I didn't work for the night before. And I was all layered up, but it was still cold. But I'm out here now. I'm standing outside the grill. Got a standing rib roast on it. I'm cooking that for dinner. And I'm pretty comfortable. I mean, I've got layers on, but it's beautiful out here now.
Yesterday, Shane, the propane was so cold. Bernice was trying to, she does the ribs inside mostly, but then at the last she puts them on the grill and does something else to them out there. I don't know what. But I turned on I bought a gauge to put on the propane tank, and it shows you, it's off, you can buy them off of Amazon. It shows you the state of the charge of the propane tank. And it said it was low, so I thought, well, I'll go ahead and put the new one on. I put the new one on, and it wouldn't vaporize. I couldn't get anything out of it. So I don't know if the valve was froze or what. It had been sitting outside. So I finally went back, and the daughter put the old one back on there, and we had enough propane left in it to work. Even after I brought that one inside for a little while, it still wouldn't work. And it's full, believe me. You pick one of them up that's empty and one of them that's full. You can sure tell the difference, and you can hear the liquid moving around. And it just wouldn't work. So I just assumed that it was too cold and wouldn't vaporize. Listen, Gerald T.R.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I've got a large propane, 325-gallon propane tank out here that we run our hot water, or run the water heater, and the gas furnace, and what else we got on it? The fireplace, yeah, which we don't. If we use that, then the furnace doesn't kick on because it warms up the thermostat. But I didn't even think about that freezing up, but we've never had an issue, so it's still doing everything it's supposed to.
To have to go out up in Kansas at this place I worked at for 32 years, we had a propane generating station, in which nobody knew anything about, so I had to figure out how to run it. And it had a 30,000-gallon tank, and we had four propane generators. And I thought, what's a propane generator? Well, in order to run a big plant like that, you can't get enough vapor off that 30,000-gallon tank, which was a good part of a block long. It was big. I mean, you had to get ladders to go up on top of it. It wouldn't vaporize fast enough. So they had what looked like these little rectangular units, and they would vaporize 70 gallons an hour, each one of them. So 280 gallons an hour. And the pipes coming off of them were 4 inches in diameter to feed the plant. And what they were was they looked like two scuba tanks, about the same size, and they had like a burner like you see on a hot water tank underneath of them with a thermocouple. But they weren't 100% safe, and I don't know if you know what that means or not. In other words, the gas could accumulate at the bottom of them, and then you start to light them and it would explode. It just kind of knock you back in the snow. But that's the only way they could get the propane to vaporize, so that's why I think that's what was happening out there. And then I would mix it through a carburation network so that it would be an air-gas ratio the same as natural gas, and I didn't have to go around and change all the orifices in that plant that was 300,000 square feet, thankfully.
you get down to that cold weather like that, you gotta keep things running, so you have to figure out ways of doing it. So it sounds like they did. Well, Thomas, I gotta go inside here. It is getting a little colder, and I gotta help Beth in there do a few things and get ready for the other two kids and the grandbabies to come over. We got our girls are here with their spouses. They spent the night. Looking forward to the sun's coming and looking forward to the grandkids. Really, you know how that is. So I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. It was good to hear you this morning, and I hope to talk to you soon. Oh, by the way, I sent out my first CQ yesterday on CW and made a contact, so I'm getting there. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Congratulations, Shane. You'll love it. We did have a FaceTime with our kids that didn't make it down here from Michigan, and they were over at the farm of my son-in-law's mom's. And so we had a FaceTime with them this morning from Wisconsin, and I assure you, it's much colder up there. Take care, Shane, and hope you all have a Merry Christmas. We're going down to eat at the daughter's today, and Bernice is making hot rolls and dressing over there now to add to it. N4ZLK, N0TR. The pleasure's all mine, 73 East, Shane.
Merry Christmas to you and Bernice. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, not mobile. Wow. I guess I spend so much time being mobile, it's just a habit. N4ZLK portable. I'm going inside.